The Cookie Solution by Jane McBride Choate. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Jim tried his best to wipe away the tears before he got home. He didn't want Mom to see that he had been crying. Randy, a boy in his class, stopped Jim every day after school and called him names. Jim tried not to let it bother him. But when Randy started saying mean things about Jim being a Mormon, Jim couldn't hold back the tears. As Jim opened the front door, Mom looked up from the sofa. She could see that something was wrong. "What happened?" she asked. "Nothing," Jim mumbled. Mom patted the cushion by her. "Tell me, please." Jim sat on the sofa next to her. "There's this boy at school named Randy who keeps calling me names," Jim said. "Today he said Mormons are weird." "That must have hurt," Mom said. Jim nodded. "What can I do?" Mom gave him a quick hug. "I think you can figure out something. Just remember that Heavenly Father loves Randy just like he loves you." Jim thought about his problem. "Maybe I could invite Randy home and make cookies," he said. "I think that's a great idea," Mom said. The next day, Jim worked up the courage to talk to Randy. "Hey, Randy," Jim said. "We're going to make cookies at my house tomorrow. Do you want to come?" Randy squinted at Jim and raised an eyebrow. "What kind of cookies?" Randy asked. "Chocolate chip." "Sure. They're my favorite," Randy said. The following day, Randy and Jim walked home together. Mom was waiting for them. "Hi, Randy. It's nice to meet you," she said. "Nice to meet you, too," Randy said. "Come into the kitchen and we'll get started," Mom said. In the kitchen, she pointed to the sink. "Wash first." After the boys washed their hands, Jim showed Randy how to measure the ingredients and mix them together. By the time they spooned the cookie dough onto the baking pan, Randy was smiling. "Can I put them in the oven?" he asked. "Sure. They need to bake for 12 minutes, Jim said as he set the timer. When 12 minutes had passed, Jim carefully removed the pan from the oven. Randy started to reach for a cookie, then stopped. "Can I have one?" Jim smiled. "Yes, but they need to cool first." When the cookies had cooled, Jim and Randy each took two. Mom poured glasses of milk for them. "These are great," Randy said after he'd finished both cookies and his glass of milk. "Thanks for inviting me, Jim." "Thank you, Mrs. Sheridan." Mom placed some cookies on a plate and covered them with foil. "These are for you to take home and share with your family." After that, Randy no longer teased Jim. The boys played together after school and on the weekends. Jim was glad a simple act could help him make a new friend. Sidebar: I will seek good friends and treat others kindly. My Gospel Standards. End of the story. The Cookie Solution.